Welcome to another BlindBargains.com audio podcast. Brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Online at atguys.com. Now, on with the podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is part two of a brief podcast taking a look at the new features of iOS 7. The first portion was a 7-minute quick and dirty guide to the new features of iOS for the voiceover user. I'm hoping to mix you a little 7 and 7 here and make part 2 for low vision access. My name is Dale Schweck. I'm an assistive technology trainer from Roscoe, Illinois, and this podcast is being brought to you courtesy of the good folks at BlindBargains.com. Check them out on the web at www.blindbargains.com. Also, download their mobile application for both iOS and Android. We're going to get right into this here and take a look at some of the new features. Going into the settings menu, navigate to general. In the second block of items, you have Siri, spotlight search, text size, and accessibility. We're going to take a look at text size. Text size is an option that allows us to change the size of text for text messaging, emails, and items in the notifications panel. It's a simple slider control from left to right, left being smallest, right being largest, and at the top of the screen you can see a sample of what the text will look like after it has been enlarged. Going back to the general menu, we're going to look in accessibility. Under vision, at the top of the screen, we have the same options we've seen before: voiceover, zoom, invert colors, speak selections, and speak auto text. Zoom operates in the same way it has before in iOS 6 and previous. Invert colors is there as well, and that works in the same ways it has always worked, or not worked, depending on how you view it. Speak selection, this is something I encourage people to take a look at, especially if you tend to experience eye strain after extended reading, especially on a small screen like the iPhones insist on maintaining their small screens. You can select text from a text message, email, document, pretty much anything you could select. You can have the iPhone read it out to you with the voiceover voice. It's pretty handy for some of those long messages where you just can't look at it for that long. Speak auto text. This is great if you want to avoid those embarrassing moments where you send somebody a message and your phone has corrected a word that it shouldn't have corrected, or corrected it to the wrong word and you didn't catch it because you were typing and just missed it. This will save you a lot of agony if you tend to do that a lot. Large type. Large type sounds a lot like large text, but there's a important difference here. When we go into this option, we're going to see a toggle to turn it on and off, and the same slider that we saw in the text size settings. What makes this different is large type also changes text for applications that support dynamic text scaling. So when you download an application off the iOS store, you may see smaller text, and if you activate this option, you can enlarge it to, let's just say, a ridiculous size. You have a wide range of sizes. You can also make it smaller for people who benefit from things that are in a much smaller font. Going back to the accessibility menu, we have reduce motion. This is a nice feature for people who are visually distracted by moving things around the screen. All of the transitions that Apple has included in iOS 7 to make it look cool and fun get in the way for some people, especially if you're trying to use Zoom and bounce around and do this and that and the other thing and do it fast. You can turn the option on to turn a majority of these motions off. For text clarity, we can take a look at the two options, one for bold text and the next for increased contrast. Increasing contrast will do just what the name says it will. It will eliminate some of the difficulties that are caused by the 50 shades of gray theme that Apple has kind of used on the settings menu and other menus within iOS. And bold text will make the text stand out even more. Kind of makes it look like it used to in iOS 6, where it was nice and dark against a lighter background. Those two options work well together. You can turn them on and off as you wish. I say play with the combination, and a combination of large text as well, setting sizes till you come up with what's going to be best for you as the individual user. And well, folks, that looks to be about all the features that Apple has included for low vision user. I encourage you to play around with all of these different features and don't get discouraged. Manipulate the sizes and levels that you use and make the operating system work in a way that's best for you. Before we cut off here for the day, I want to talk briefly about combining Zoom with VoiceOver. We can do that and have been able to do that since iOS 6. Some people find that very useful. You can enlarge the screen to have your icons on the home screen almost fill the entirety of the screen. And as you swipe through using your VoiceOver gestures, the screen will follow your VO cursor. It's kind of nice, and some people and some of my clients have benefited from this capability. Well, that brings us to the end of the podcast. Looks like I got you in here in under 7 minutes. Just enough time for you to miss that bus you were probably running for. My name is Dale Schweck, and this podcast has been brought to you by BlindBargains.com, www.blindbargains.com. Thank you very much for listening. Take care.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit BlindBargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2013.